What's happening? Oh, what is this? Okay, I was confused for a second. Sorry. Welcome to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. And now that I've sorted through my technical difficulties, we're ready to start. And somehow this is kind of a great introduction for today's topic, which is don't quit before you quit. It sounds weird, but it's actually a thing that I've noticed within myself and within other people. And that's that we have the tendency to doubt ourselves, to get insecure, and to secretly give up before we have even tried, or while we're still in the process of actually accomplishing something, we quit internally. And that's kind of the topic that I wanted to address today, because I think it's so important to believe in yourself and to believe in what you're doing, to stay positive, to stay motivated, and above all, to be disciplined, because you cannot rely on motivation. A lot of people say that, and that's also my experience. The amount of times that I have felt unmotivated to, for example, draw something or do something for uni or actually record a podcast episode have been really innumerous. So it's so vital that we rely on discipline and on planning and scheduling in certain things that we are going to do at a certain time. So I recommend to you, get your calendar out and actually divide it into time slots of about 90 minutes. You can even go for smaller slots, like 30-minute slots, for example, which I do when I draw something. So I literally tell myself, and this is a method that I've come across recently also on Instagram, I think, and that's to set a time slot of about 10 minutes where you focus on a given task that you don't necessarily feel motivated to do, but you know it's better for you if you perform it. So you sit down for 10 minutes, and if after those 10 minutes you don't feel like going on, you just stop. I've been doing this for 30 minutes at a time, and it works wonders, because even if I stop after 30 minutes, which I frequently do, I have done something. And doing something is obviously better than doing nothing. Even if the quality of your work is not perfect, it's still better to have done something, to have worked towards your goal, than to have given up before you've even shown up. So my advice to you, and actually the core message of this episode, is don't quit before you quit. Don't give up internally. Don't think you can't do something before you have even tried or before you have finished a task. Finish it, and then you can evaluate. And if it wasn't good, well, then you have learned something and you've gotten better on the way. And then you can proceed to try again. But it's so important to keep our mindset in place, to stay focused on what we actually want, and to believe in ourselves. And even if you don't believe in yourself, then just fake it till you make it, or fake it till you are it. So if you're not super confident, try pretending that you are. Try acting like a confident person. I'm sure we all know at least one person who is really core confident and who exudes this huge level of confidence to the outside. And if we try to emulate that person, and you know, even if you don't know that person personally, you probably know of someone, or you know a celebrity that you really like. Try to emulate their behavior. Try to model them for a little bit, just a little bit, and see how you feel. And it's also helpful to tell yourself that you can do it. Like, for example, the number of times that I've doubted my skills in drawing or doing something for uni have been, I can't even count them. It was so often that I sat down and thought, I can't do this. I'm never going to be able to do this. in a way that I feel comfortable doing it, or in a way that I feel confident and happy with the quality of my work. But I've sat down and just worked through it step by step. And I have kind of taken the big task and divided it up into little steps that were easy to accomplish for me. And that's kind of something that really helps a lot of people. So I encourage you to take your big goal, divide it into small actionable steps, and that's really important. Small actionable steps, steps that you can oversee and that don't feel like they're overwhelmingly huge, but just 10 minutes at a time or 30 minutes at a time. And you'll see where that takes you. It's amazing. Yeah, so please take this to heart. Do not quit before you quit. And it's even better to not quit at all. So keep going, keep trying. And even if you fail in the end, you have learned something, you've taken something away from this. You have shown and proven to yourself that you can actually get through something, even if it doesn't fulfill all of your biggest wishes, or even if you don't, if you fall short of the big goal a little bit, it doesn't matter. You can try again with all the knowledge that you've gathered and do a lot better. So yeah, in German we say, das war das Wort zum Sonntag. It was the, I actually have to Google how you call this in English. I have no idea. Wort zum Sonntag. There's no direct translation. A thought for Sunday. I don't know. Well, it's actually just something, you know, wisdom for a Sunday. Let's put it that way. I don't like these translations. They don't really work, but I still hope that you enjoyed this episode. It was actually recorded on a Saturday, not on a Sunday. And I wish you a wonderful week. Stay healthy, stay positive and motivated, hopefully. And if not, then stay disciplined and keep working on your big goals. You'll definitely, definitely achieve them if you just hang in there. All right, I'll catch you next week. Oh, if you like this episode, please rate it on Apple Podcast and let me know which episodes you like, because then I can make more of what you are actually interested in. And until then, I wish you a wonderful week. Take care.